Hello. A short report on the disassembly of the EARU EAMP3 C100TY. Figure 1. Device without front casing commissioned without CB3S module. The individual modules of the device can be separated without the use of a soldering iron. They are seated on goal pins. The measuring system of the device is the Renergy RN8302B, to which the measuring coils are connected. The whole is managed by the CMS32L051 chip, which contains an ARM Cortex M0 plus 32-bit core, and for the display of the parameters, there is an LCD display with color backlighting / film under part of the screen. It looks quite nice. There are two measurement screens to choose from in the device settings. The nominal unit works with Tuya, and you configure it through their app. The whole thing is quite easy to configure and works out of the box, but a lot of settings are only available from the app. A measuring coil can be connected to the device to measure leakage. The dimensions of the coil are quite large, about 76 mm outer diameter, resistance about 90 ohm, inductance about 76H, measurement of inductance uncertain because with some old meter with a weak battery, described as AC2000:1 on AliEx. The unit, when powered, it is powered only from phase L1 and N, draws 1 watt. When Wi-Fi is configured, approx 1.3 to 1.5 watts with relays on. The CB3S Wi-Fi module is easily removable. The photo shows the pinout, except that if you want to flash the device, you need to connect directly to the module with 3.3 volt power supply. The power supply from the gold pin is controlled by a transistor. The device is quite interesting due to the possibility of protection against too high, too low voltage, lack of one of the phases. It also has the possibility of setting the minimum and maximum current and time operation. The time of triggering the protection can be set. Also, the time of return to work is configurable. The device is described as 3P plus N, 1 to 100A, which is probably correct. 100 over 4 equals 25A, or 100 over 3 equals 33A, is rather the max what the relays can withstand. The unit is capable of bidirectional energy counting. Basically, it displays the sum of energy consumed and produced. By clicking the arrow buttons, we can see the individual components of the sum. This much could be ascertained before the device was broken. When using the BK7231 GUI FlashTool V5 software, there was a problem connecting to RIP the software, and during one attempt before the soft landed on the disk, I managed to press the right key instead of read. And this of course went like this the first time. A strange program, by the way. When trying to read, it pops up several windows, making a simple read difficult. It is not possible to read the memory into the buffer first and then write the file, while write simply fires without any question. As the OpenBK7231N QIO 1.18.23 software has been installed, I don't have much left. By trial and error, I managed to find a few DPID. Unfortunately, only a part. Currently, most of the DPID is captured and described. The recommended firmware is at least OpenBK7231-31N 1.18.30. Below is the autoexec that I managed to put together. However, it is definitely up for improvement. It would be nice if someone corrected it. The readout of phase parameters, measuring power consumption, power factor, and leakage current, temperatures, and a few configuration parameters works. The code provided, however, manages to crash and not give any other measurement except the last / start measurement. The DPID capture with the Tuya MCU send query state command does not work, at least on this version of OpenBK, or I don't know how to handle it. The Wi-Fi settings reset key does not work properly. Although the logs show it is supported, the Wi-Fi reset command appears. It would be nice if it reset the Wi-Fi to factory settings as it did in the original softie. After selecting more than 32 DPID, the next one can be saved. But to delete it, you have to format the whole device. Currently, thanks to the invaluable help of p.kazmarek2, AutoExec is practically finished. Some of the settings appear in the debug log only after saving the settings.